Imagine running the Daytona 500 on a mountain road with steep grades and no guardrails. The cars may not be the same, but autos have been racing here since they were invented. It's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
New Hampshire's Mount Washington Auto Road has attracted tourists since the 1860s. It also attracted an auto race.
We were actually one of the first automotive races anywhere in North America. 1904 was the first Climb to the Clouds, it was called. And it was really because Mount Washington was so well known and automobiles were so new and they were trying to gain respect that the manufacturers got together and said, let's put on a race up at Mount Washington.
The race was popular, yet encountered strong opposition.
It was only held for a couple of years because we were in the horse-drawn era back then. So these newfangled cars were coming up here and occupying the road for a couple of days.
The race has been held off and on over the last century. Manager Harry Weems brought the race back in 1990 for 11 years.
In 1998, Frank Sprongel set the current record in an Audi Quattro of 6 minutes and 42 seconds. It's breathtaking just thinking about it.
That's an average speed of over 70 miles per hour on a road with hairpin curves and an average 12% grade. You might think racing cars up such a road with no guardrails is just asking for trouble, but that has not been the case.
There has never been a serious accident during the car races. There have been accidents for sure, but there's never been a serious one.
Whether you are in an auto race or not, people seem to be obsessed with setting records on their way to the summit.
There was a guy that pushed a wheelbarrow with a 100-pound sack of sugar in it all the way to the summit without putting it down. It's just these oddball things that kind of stick with you.
Traveling the countryside at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McRae.